Instead of a formal sermon this morning, I just want to offer you an image or two which seemed to me appropriate to the time of year, to Sukkot, and also in a very powerful way, I think, to what the Consul General was just speaking about in talking about the relationship between the diaspora, the galut, the Jewish community outside of Israel, and the state of Israel itself. There is, I suppose, a visual image, if you think about it, to every holiday, right? On Passover, you see a Seder table, or maybe you see a tribe leaving. But on Sukkot, the visual image is very clear. The sukkah is obvious what it is, and if you imagine the sukkah in the desert, it's clear as well. And you know the word sukkah, in terms of the rabbi's interpretation of the holiday, has two different meanings. One is the booths that the Israelites built, and the other is the cloud covering, the sukkah of clouds, that God enabled the Israelites to enjoy as they walked through the desert, allowing some respite for the relentless sun. And you do imagine the Israelites, with whatever portable tents they may have had, building these booths in the desert, and also, similarly, building them out in the fields when they had to harvest, because the sun of Israel, God bless it, can be about as tough as the sun of the desert. And so building booths for the harvest and building booths through the desert and the cloud covering all have the same motif, which is to protect us, to cover us, and to keep us safe. Whether God provides the clouds or we build the booths, the idea is the same. By the way, the idea of a sanctuary is the same too. And if you've never noticed, the architecture of this sanctuary in which you're sitting is supposed to resemble a tent. I mean, look around. It's built like a tent and provides the same sort of covering. That idea of covering exists throughout the Jewish tradition. The kippah, when you get married, what do you get married under? A chuppah. And by the way, originally the chuppah, which is now flowers or a talit, was not a man-built structure. The original chuppah in the Talmud was chuppat shamayim, the chuppah of the heavens, right? The star pavilion sky, as Hausman puts it. That was the original covering. When you come into a service, you put on a covering, a talit. And many of you may have seen that there are people who, particularly when they daven the Amidah, they take the talit and they place it over their heads, which again provides you with a more complete covering. All of this is the same idea. A chuppah, a sukkah, a talit. That is, that we seek safety in this world. That we seek to be covered and protected. I mention all of this because, of course, the greatest coverings are not literal, but metaphorical. That's why there's a prayer that we say in the evening that we don't say in the morning. Because we're covered with a talit in the morning, we don't have to say it. But in the evening, when we're not covered with a talit, we say it. And that's the Hashkivenu prayer. The Hashkivenu prays that God will do what? Cover us with Sukkat Shlomecha, the sukkah of your peace. And here is where the relationship between Israel and the United States and this theme of coverings is so powerful. Anybody who lived before the establishment of the State of Israel knows that Jews existed without a sukkah, without a covering, without a protection. They were exposed to the elements of the world. And Israel came along and provided a covering and safety for the Jews of the world. But we, outside of Israel, are supposed to provide a sukkah for the State of Israel, a covering and a protection. Politically, economically, in any way we can. And at this holiday of Sukkot, when we talk about coverings and things that protect us, we should remember, of course, one thing, which is that the sukkah is fragile. The cloud covering can blow away. The booth can be knocked over. In fact, according to rabbinic literature, According to Jewish law, you're not allowed to build a permanent sukkah. If the walls are too high or the sukkah is reinforced, it's not a kosher sukkah. Because we have to remember that coverings are not forever, that they have to be guarded and taken care of. So it is particularly appropriate, I think, that the Consul General visits us on Sukkot. We pray that that chuppah, that sukkah, that covering will be over us and over Israel, just as we pray in the Hashkivenu. HaPoreh Sukkot Shalom, dear God, please place your sukkah of peace, Sukkot Shalom, Aleinu, V'al Kol Amo Yisrael, V'al Yerushalayim, on us, on all your people Israel, and over our sacred city of Jerusalem. So may it be God's will. And let us all say, Amen.